The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication, podcast publishing made easy, libsyn.com. That's libsyn.com.
Thrillers, thrilling mystery, espionage, and political intrigue? Step into the world of action and psychological twist. Join us as we go back to the early days of radio and our imaginations with our featured thriller presentation.
Episode 2, Plain Murder. In 1928 London, Morris, Oldroyd and Reddy, employees at an advertising firm, have been caught taking bribes, and one of their colleagues is threatening to blow the whistle on them. This would mean instant dismissal, and in a time of severe unemployment their future prospects look bleak indeed, until Morris, a menacing bully, offers them a way out, a perfect murder, cleverly disguised as a tragic accident. But is there such a thing as a perfect murder?
There are jellyfish that drift about the ocean. They do nothing to seek out their daily food. Small, living things come in contact with their tentacles and are seized, devoured, and digested. Think of me, a storyteller, as the jellyfish, and the captured victims become the plots, the stories, the characters. I can see such victims now, here. Three outwardly quite ordinary young men meeting on a train, the 7:55 from Sydenham, November the 4th, 1928. Morning only half broken. On their way from deepest South London into work, somewhere on the grim fringes of the city.
I can't sleep. It's been on my mind all night.
Harrison's the problem.
They're talking quietly. Almost as if they're plotting something. Yes, something untoward.
I'm telling you, we can't let this happen. We've got to find a way out. There is always a way.
That man, the thick-set one, seems the obvious leader. Supremely confident. Perhaps misguidedly so. The youngest one, hardly more than a boy, timid, uncertain, hangs on his every word.
But Mr. Harrison knew all about it. About the money. How did he know all about it?
And the one in the middle, the one with the North Country accent. He interests me the most. Strong or weak. He could go either way.
It doesn't matter how, lad. All I know is it means the sack. It does that.
I'm coming with you, my fine young gentleman. I'm coming with you wherever you go.
C.S. Forrester's London Noir. Plain Murder. By C.S. Forrester. Dramatized by Paul Mendelssohn.
You hear that, gentlemen? That's our lives, that is, going right down the plug hole. Unless we think of something.
As soon as the boss comes back from Scotland, Harrison will be in there telling him everything. What are we going to do?
Look for another job, young Mr. Reddy. But I've been up there before. I know what it's like.
You think I don't, Oldroyd? And I've got a wife and two nippers. Sacked for taking bribes? We'll be starving in the streets in a fortnight.
It was your idea.
Don't you dare, Oldroyd. Don't you bloody dare.
We'll never get a reference now.
Ha! Aye, I can certainly recommend Messrs. Morris, Oldroyd and Reddy. Their work at the Universal Advertising Agency taking secret commissions from suppliers was quite exemplary. We've got to stop Harrison.
Stop? Stop Harrison? What, from telling the boss? How do we do that, Morris?
Maybe we could bribe him. Or get him fired.
There is no way out, Morris.
The boss isn't back from Glasgow till Wednesday. We still got tomorrow. Keep your pecker up. We ain't dead yet.
No, not yet, my friend. Now, do I think of the deed to be done and ask myself who would be the most interesting person to do it? Or this time, should I think of a character and ask myself what would be an interesting deed for him to do?
Home!
Here's your daddy, at last.
Daddy, daddy!
Ain't that child in bed yet? It's gone 7.
She's company for me when you come back late like this, aren't you, Molly? Got Haddock for tea.
Sounds good. Put the little into bed first, will you?
She's not doing any harm. And baby's sleeping lovely.
Molly, go on up to bed, love.
No, I'm not tired yet.
Now, Molly, you don't want me to...
I think you better do as your dad says, love.
All right. Good night.
Good night, sweetheart. I'll be up in a mo.
Promise?
Promise. Whatever's up with you, don't take it out on the kids. Mm. You do look a bit rough, Charlie. Something gone wrong at the office? Charlie?
You wouldn't understand. I need to go to bed after supper, Mary. I've got to do some of me thinking.
Do you fancy some company?
Well, I might do. Depends on how well me thinking goes.
Oh, Charlie. The thinking went well then.
Yeah.
I hope you were thinking just a little bit about me.
I suspect thinking of others is not high on my man's list. But it is amazing how often, even during what some call the little death, the notion of a bigger, more permanent one keeps nagging like a troublesome wife in Charlie Morris's brain.
Well, Maud, this is the last day of your holiday,
Holiday, Miss Harrison?
When Mr. Campbell comes back from Glasgow, you'll have to do a spot of work. Oh. No more packing up at 4:30.
Oh, I never.
And as it's Guy Fawkes today, I suspect we'll see you on the 3:30 train.
Well, if you see me, it'll only be because you're on it yourself.
I suspect you might be right. I'm going to have some fireworks for the kiddies, you know. Oh. Anyway, back to work, or there will be fireworks in the office. Morris, a word, if you don't mind, in private.
Yes, Mr. Harrison.
Everybody back to your work. Now, I've remained silent about your aberration, Morris. But I shall be speaking to Mr. Campbell tomorrow on his return from Glasgow. Make no mistake, I know you're the ringleader. So if I were you, I should start thinking about another job in the colonies.
Yes, Mr. Harrison. You lads didn't hear that, but he's going to get the three of us fired.
You mean you're going to? I should never have gone along with this.
Well, you did. And we've got to stop him. For good and all.
For good and... Well, hang on, you don't mean...
To... Shut it. Mr. Oldroyd, Mr. Reddy, can you come over here with me to the back window, please? I want you to check this Sleepwell mattress proof in the daylight.
What's he talking about? I've no idea.
It's got to be tonight. Bonfire night, it couldn't be better. Oldroyd, you've got a gun, haven't you?
You know I have. You fired it often enough, but it's just for target. You were talking about murder.
Get your ruddy voice down.
We can't just kill someone, Morris.
You're mad. I'm having nothing to do with this.
I'm not asking you to do anything. I'll do it all. With Reddy here to help me just a bit. Do you want to lose your job, Oldroyd? Landlord cutting up rough and that damn cold eating into your bones?
Better than a rope eating through your neck.
Not a chance. What they look for is motive. And Harrison ain't told a soul. Well, not yet. Coppers won't find a thing.
Well, maybe not. But there has to be another way.
Do we pay you to chatter? Back to your desks while you still have them.
Yes, Mr. Harrison.
Yes, Mr. Harrison.
Waste of space, the lot of you.
You see? Reddy, I need you and your precious motorbike. Meet me down by Meadwell Station at 7. We'll pick up Oldroyd's little toy, and then we'll be on our way.
Can you imagine a man like Morris, who genuinely believes he has more right to kill his superior than his superior has to have him dismissed? I believe I can. Provided my man Morris seriously thinks he's rather superior.
Okay, ready. Just leave the bike here.
Where are we going, Morris?
Up this way. All the streets have footpaths round the back. Handy for us. Let's just hope nobody else is using them. Okay, now put your hat down and your collar up.
What for?
Because I say so. And this is it. Back at Harrison's house. You hear that behind the fence? That'll be his lot having their fun and games. Shit. Fence is too high to see over. Here. Hand me those stones by the side there. See the big flat ones? How many do you... Well, enough so as I can see.
Here we go, my dear.
Morris, what if we just scared him? Old Droid said that will probably be sufficient. Old Droid said, did he? Now, there you are. There's my man. See? Right by the bonfire. Thank you. Couldn't be better.
No, we mustn't do this, Morris. It's wrong. The man has got children.
So have I. And they're not going hungry long as I can do something about it. Now, where's my old Droid special? Hello, my beauty. Come on, Guy Fawkes, wherever you are. Just give us one nice big bang. Just the one.
No, Morris. Don't. Please don't. We should never.
There we go. And a couple more for luck. And into the old bonfire he goes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my... You...
So how would our Mr. Morris feel now, I wonder? Relaxed? No, elated, invigorated. I think as he strides along the embankment this same evening, he must feel much the same as the artist feels as he sits down to contemplate his finished masterpiece, enjoying that sense of achievement attained by so very few. It's at Blackfriars that he finds the place he seeks. He drops the weapon over the bridge and into the mud. There. Gone. But how much further can I take this man amongst men?
You devil, Morris. You beast.
Oh, come on, old Droid. You know, it's not just the man who pulls the trigger that takes the fall. We're all in this together. We've got to walk into that office like we know nothing. You'll get us all hanged.
Morris?
Well, what did you think, Reddy? A rap on the knuckles? Now stop looking so sick, the both of you, and let's just go over our story once again. Hello. What's going on here, lads? Feels like a morgue or something.
Oh, Mr. Morris. Something awful's happened.
Well, somebody pinched the safe.
No. Mr. Harrison was killed last night. There's a detective here now.
Good God. Harrison? No. What was it? A car accident?
The policeman wouldn't tell me. Oh, Mr. Oldroyd. But I think it's worse.
Worse? Oh dear.
Oh, God. He's Campbell.
Ah, gentlemen. You heard the news?
Terrible, Mr. Campbell. Just terrible. He seemed so well yesterday.
Kill Mr. Harrison.
Who said anything about killing him, Reddy?
Maud. Maud did. She said it was worse than an accident.
Aye, well. Yeah, the detective is speaking to us all one at a time. He's in my office. Might as well wheel you in next, boss.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just be careful what you say, Morris.
It ain't me I'm worried about.
Right. Know of anyone with a reason to dislike Mr. Harrison?
No. He got on well with everyone, sir. Salt of the earth he was, poor chap. Wasn't he, Mr. Campbell?
Aye, he was indeed. He was indeed.
Notice anything odd about his behaviour yesterday?
No. Not as I recall. He was just excited to do Guy Fawkes with his family. They won't be pleased to remember this 5th of November.
Where were you yesterday evening, Mr. Morris?
Me? Well, I went round to Oldroyd's place, didn't I? Stayed there till around 8. Reddy was there too. Then they went to the pictures and I went home to the wife and kids.
Oldroyd? Reddy?
They're two of the other men who were working under Mr. Harrison.
Oh. You mind telling me why you were spending the evening together? I would have thought you'd see enough of each other at work.
We're friends. We often see each other. And it's more conducive to a good working environment, eh, Mr. C?
A point well made, Mr. Morris. Yes, indeed.
I caught the 5:41 at Charing Cross to Meadwell, then I got...
I don't think we need to go into detail, thank you. Might as well send this Oldroyd and Reddy in. We can do them together as you're such a team.
Yeah, okay. But go easy on the youngster. He lost his mum not long ago.
Nice touch. Now, I could go in with Oldroyd and Reddy and see how they survive their interrogation, but choices have to be made. And I think right now I'm more focused on the ascent of my Mr. Morris.
Maud, take in a tea for Detective Blake, if you please.
Yes, Mr. Campbell.
Now, I don't want to sound callous, Morris.
Oh, you don't, Mr.
Let me finish. I'm afraid I'm obliged to find someone pretty swiftly to take poor Mr. Harrison's place.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're still rather young, but I liked how you handled yourself in there. Good word. Conducive. Think you could manage it?
Mr. Harrison's job? Well, I should think I could, Mr. Campbell. I should jolly well think I
could. Harrison was getting 8 a week, but I'm prepared to start you on, shall we say, 5:10?
5? You won't regret this, Mr. C, I promise. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, gents. Keep them coming, Mr. Campbell.
Oldroyd, ready? Meet your new boss.
What?
Gentlemen, let's get back to work, shall we? On this most difficult of days.
Well played, Charlie Morris. Life is golden and hopeful, and you're going to make damn sure it stays that way. But isn't it the role of the storyteller, like a crazed mechanic, to forever put a spanner in the works?
The coroner's jury brought in a verdict of murder against person or persons unknown. Excellent.
Did you have to read it out so loud?
Well, man can take an interest in what's going on in the world, can't he, Oldroyd? Perhaps if you took more of an interest in things, you'd be doing a bit better at your job.
Nice.
Just what's that supposed to mean?
We all remember how you was always slacking when old Harrison was around. Well, I'm not putting up with it.
So what are you going to do? Sack me?
Well, let's just hope it doesn't come to that.
What?
Eh? Ready? What do you think? Ready?
You've gone all pale, lad. Are you okay?
Got to get off the train. This isn't your station, you fool.
I don't care.
Oh, bloody hell, I knew this would happen. Come on, Oldroyd.
Ready?
I've been watching him these weeks. I just ruddy knew it.
What? What did you know?
Ready? Where the hell do you think you're going?
No, go. Let go, Morris. Let go of my arm. I just can't do this anymore.
What does that mean? That don't mean anything. Well, you're not going to... Ready, mate. Look, I know it ain't been easy since... You know, but it'll be good for us all in the long run. You'll see. Hey, now. Let's go and find a nice little pub. If memory serves, there's one just round the corner. Here we are, my old son. Get this down. And tell your Uncle Charlie what's bothering you.
What do you think's bothering him?
Let the kids speak, Oldroid.
It's just the awfulness of all this. What's going to happen, Morris?
Nothing's going to happen, you rascal. Person or persons unknown. We're as safe as houses.
It's not just that. This poor Mrs. Harrison and the children... Where's it going to end?
It has ended. It's over. Everything's worked out just fine.
For you, it has.
Shut it.
I can't bear it, Morris. And I won't.
You'll what?
My father.
What about your father?
He thinks there's something wrong.
What have you told him? Come on.
Nothing. Not yet.
But, well, I can't go on like this by myself, keeping it all bottled up inside.
Why, you... Dash it all, man. You're not by yourself. We're all in this with you. Reddy, do you want to be hanged?
Does my man actually find comforting young Reddy a lot more arduous than planning a murder? Whatever else, it has to give him food for thought.
You've got that face on again.
What face? What are you on about?
That face you make when you're thinking. Your forehead gets all crinkly. Sort of a sweet, worried face.
I don't make no face. And nothing worries Charlie Morris.
All right. And you're crushing your hands together like you want to throttle.
Enough! I've got something on my mind, all right. A man like me can have something on his mind. When he's doing an important job, Mary, thinking comes with it. It ain't like keeping house and looking after nippers.
They have their moments. Well, I hope the thinking goes well.
I just bet you do, Mary Morris.
What's our man going to do now? What would I do if I were him? Could I be him? Could you be him? How different is he from us?
What are you doing?
Opening the window. What's it look like?
Oh, but it's Sunday. I thought you'd like to sleep in.
Yeah, I know. I'm awake now. I'm going to take the kids to the park.
Are you? Oh, that's nice. Oh, they'll be so pleased, Charlie, to be with their daddy.
Yeah. Mm. It'll be nice for all of us. Mm. And you never know who you're going to meet along the way.
Daddy?
Not just now, Mole. Later, maybe.
Oh. Daddy, you're walking too fast for me.
It's good exercise for you. Grab on your brother's pushchair. No, hang on. Let's just hang on a sec, eh? Yeah, I'll tell you what, Molly. We'll just slow down, eh? Like you asked. That's it. Now, just hold my hand like a good girl, eh, Molly? We're having a nice walk in the park, aren't we? Just Daddy, Molly, and our little John.
What? Oh, it's Morris.
Hello, old man.
Morris, this is my father.
Good morning, Mr. Reddy. Lovely day, isn't it?
Isn't it just, Mr. Morris? I'm so pleased to meet you at long last.
And are you? Taking the air, are you?
Yes. David usually comes for a walk here with his old man on a Sunday morning.
Oh, now you mention it, Reddy, David did tell me. Yeah, completely forgot. Oh, this is my girl Molly. Say hello to Mr. Reddy, Molly.
Hello.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Molly.
And the little one's called John. Anyway, we don't want to keep you.
Perhaps Mr. Morris would come and have a cup of tea at home with us, baby. We're on our way back now.
Thank you, very kind. But I always spend Sunday afternoon at home with the family. Precious time. Oh, but I tell you what. Why don't you come over for tea a bit later, Reddy? You can run over on your little motorbike.
Oh, no, well, I don't have anything else to do, eh, Davy? After all, it's not every day the boss invites you to his house for tea.
Well said, Mr. Reddy. So see you about 4 o'clock, Davy. Come on, children. Mummy will be wondering where we are.
When I admire my Mr. Morris... Am I really admiring myself?
Daddy, he's here! The man's here! Daddy!
Yes, all right, Molly. Daddy's going.
Good to see you, Davy.
Hello, Morris.
Welcome. Oh, best not leave the old bike on the road. Not with all these kids about.
What?
Stick it inside the gate behind that big bush. Be nice and out of sight there.
Hello, Mr. Reddy.
You know Mrs. Morris, don't you, old man?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mrs. Morris. We met when you came into the office at Christmas. Thank you so much for this. It's very kind.
Oh, you're very welcome, I'm sure, Mr. Reddy. I've heard a lot about you.
All good. Don't look so worried. I do hope you like plum cake.
Oh, yes, I do. Thank you. Morris, we've got to talk.
There's plenty of time after tea. Can you let go of my arm?
Now, how do you like your tea? Like you like your women? Hot and strong.
So, Mr. Reddy, what sort of boss is my Charlie? Does he boss you around like he does me?
Well, no. Yes, I suppose. This is Morris, but that's his job.
You tell her, old son. How's your tea?
It's fine, thank you.
Best tea maker in South London, that's my Mary. It looks like you've gone through all the biscuits.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
He's joking with you. I'll get some more.
No, Mary, you stay. I'll get them. I need to pay a little visit on the way, if you know what I mean.
Reddy's mind is not on biscuits or cake. But then neither is yours. Or mine. Or Charlie Morris's.
Sorry about that, Davy. Biscuits. Oh, yes.
Actually, I do really think I have to go, Morris. I wouldn't want to overstay my welcome.
Oh, but...
You wouldn't want that, eh, Mary? Not at all. Although I'm sure you're not, you know. I'll see you to the door.
Bye.
Goodbye. We must come again, eh, Reddy? David. And bring your old dad next time, perhaps.
Yeah. Perhaps. We do have to speak, Morris. Tomorrow, before work, well, we can go to that cafe in the station.
Yes, you're probably right. Good idea. You need to get stuff off your chest. Yes. Now mind how you go, Reddy.
So soon after Mr. Harrison.
Yet, you know, young Reddy was an experienced rider. If anyone's going to slow down when he's coming straight towards a ruddy tram, it would be him.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see what the coroner says. But my guess would be mechanical failure.
Can I have a word with you, please, Mr. Morris?
Of course. Oldroyd, is it about the stomach ease advertisement?
Yes, that's exactly what it's about.
Well, then let's talk about it over lunch.
You killed him. He was coming from your house. You bloody killed him. And don't you dare tell me it was an accident, Morris.
I ain't said anything yet. But just don't go around making accusations. There's nothing you can prove, and it ain't true anyway.
You're a devil, Morris. There's a great cold stone where your heart should be. I'll get you yet. Somehow.
I'm gonna speak very quietly. So I want you to listen. I'm a dangerous man, Oldroyd. So mind what you're about. Now, I'm going to go off and get myself a nice lunchtime beer. I'd advise you to do the same. But don't be late back. Cheerio.
To some people, the mechanics of a crime are the most fascinating things in the world. But to me, there is nothing more fascinating than the mechanics of a criminal mind. The mental hydraulics that can lift a man to the enormous egoism of a lunatic and diminish his perception of humanity to the insignificance of ants.
Charlie? I said you might answer when you're spoken to. Charlie, put down the newspaper. It's rude. I said, don't you want your supper?
Okay. I'll have my supper. But I'd rather have you.
Oh, no, Charlie. Let me go. Not right now. Maybe later.
When I'm in the mood, Mary Morris, you're in the mood. You got that?
Is that so, Mr. Bossy Boots?
Come and sit on my knee and I'll show you if that's so.
Are you going to make me then?
I can make anybody do anything I want.
Do you know, Charlie, I do believe that you can. Oh, Charlie. Oh, do you love me, Charlie? Charlie? You must love me, mustn't you? If you still want me, it must be love.
When you're a superhuman, Mary, isn't the only person you really love yourself? Because who else can possibly match up to you? Yet surely being super doesn't make you totally immune to being human.
I've been looking over the workload, Morrison. At this rate, I believe we shall very well have to increase our staff out there.
Well, I can see we might soon be needing new blood.
Aye. And actually, I do know of someone, quite untrained. But I suppose an expert like you could teach the elements.
Well, we could certainly do with a good layout man.
This won't be a layout man. I was thinking about my daughter.
Your daughter?
Well, all girls ought to work for their livings for a time, don't you think? But I can't think of anyone likely to employ my Flora if I don't.
Well, I'm sure I can teach your Flora a thing or two.
I'm sure you can. She's on her way here now. Be gentle with her. She's only young. Thank you, Morris.
Anything for you, Mr. Campbell?
Cozying up to the boss again?
Actually, Oldroyd, he was cozying up to me. Come over to my desk. I've got something to say to you that I don't think you'll want the others to hear.
What?
Come on.
Well, I might just have something I want you to hear.
Well, I'm sure mine will be more important. You're not doing the least damn bit of good in this office.
Oh, aren't I?
You're slow, you're careless, and worst of all, you're setting a bad example.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be saying more than mm-hmm when I go into Campbell tomorrow and tell him that you're no ruddy use here. So what do you have to say about that, eh? Cat got your tongue?
King's evidence.
What? What's that you said? Did you say what I think you...
Here's the gentleman who's going to teach you all he knows. Morris, meet my daughter, Flora.
Very pleased to meet you, Miss Campbell. Welcome to the Universal Advertising Agency.
Oh, thank you very much.
Well, I shall leave you to it, eh, Morris? Oldroyd?
Sir?
I do hope I'm not intruding.
Not at all, Miss Campbell. I was just discussing a type layout problem with young Mr. Oldroyd here, and now he's going straight off to put my suggestions into action. Aren't you, Mr. Oldroyd?
Yes, I am. I'm having a particular problem with the K and the E. But I think I know what to do. Hey, Mr. Morris, to complete the sentence.
Good man. We'll discuss it later. So, Miss Campbell.
Oh, please. Call me Flora. I know I'm the boss's daughter, but that doesn't mean I don't have a lot to learn.
Well, I just bet you're a quick learner. And you've already brought a bit of colour to the office, what with that pretty dress.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I've got a good eye. Well, I've got two good eyes. And that's what you need here, Miss Campbell. Any fool can make up an ad, but it isn't a fool who can make up a good ad.
I bet you know how to make up a very good ad.
I just bet I do, Miss Campbell, because Charlie Morris is nobody's fool.
Please, Mr. Morris. Flora.
All right. But only if you call me Charlie.
Very well. Charlie.
And I think, as it's your first day, I should take you for a nice beer and a tasty sandwich, just to say welcome.
Oh, I don't know. About the beer, that is. But I'll take you up on the sandwich. Charlie Morris.
Can a person enjoy the company of an attractive young woman even when a colleague has just threatened him with an introduction to the hangman? I think so. Provided, of course, the compartments of his mind are first class.
You may think we're in the business of advertisements, Flora, but what we're really selling is ideas.
Not sure how good I'll be at ideas, Charlie.
Oh, I bet you're just full of ideas.
Oh, isn't that your friend over there?
Hey, where? Oh, yeah, sort of. Would you excuse me, Flora? I just need to have a quick word with our Mr. Oldroyd.
Well, don't let me stand in your way. Or sit.
You, gents, now.
Don't you want to be the old lady friend?
Get through those doors, or I'll push you through. No one here. Good. Now spit it out.
what you're threatening, or it'll be your teeth.
Do you know what King's evidence means? It means if they can hang you on what I can prove, then they won't hang me. They'd like to know how Harrison died, wouldn't they? And Reddy too. You sack me, and they'll know soon enough.
Why, you...
That's it, go on. Do for me in the middle of a crowded pub. It wouldn't exactly be a master plan, would it, Charlie Morris?
All right. You're safe. For the moment. But look, old chap. Best if you do a bit of work now and then, or the others will guess something's up.
I'll see how I feel.
Yeah, we could really go places, you and me. Get away from the scrimp and save of South London.
Hadn't you better get back to your new little pupil?
Yeah. Do you know, I think she's getting rather fond of her teacher. I need a cigarette.
Oh, Charlie. I've never known you like that. Well, not since we...
Like what?
Well, you know, so loving. You made me feel, I don't know, different. You had your eyes closed.
So what?
Nothing. Just saying. Like you was dreaming. I hope it was of me. It was different, that's all. Oh. Oh dear. We must have woken up little John. We've all our...
We'll see to it, will we? Ruddy kids.
Oh, can't you do it, Charlie? Just for once.
I've just done my job, haven't I? I need to get my sleep.
Oh, all right, Mr. Grumpy. Yeah. Well, you're not going to get much sleep soon.
Why? What do you mean? Oh, dear God, no, you haven't...
I'll just go and...
You're not going anywhere.
My arm! Charlie!
Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure?
Yes, Charlie, or I wouldn't have told you. I thought you'd be pleased.
Pleased? Why the hell should I be pleased? I've got enough trouble providing for two of the
but
little...
But you're doing so well. You keep telling me.
Things can change, Mary. Nothing's secure. You've got no idea what a man like me has got to deal with. Well, you're going to have to do something about it.
What do you mean?
You know, people do. Sometimes I've heard...
No, Charlie. I want this baby.
What the hell for? You've got to.
Oh, I'm so spoiled, aren't I? Listen, I don't go to an interesting office all day and spend my time with interesting people and do exciting things. You don't know anything about my life because you never ask. But I need something too, Charlie Morris. Something to put the grin on my face like you had on yours for some reason when you came home tonight. And this baby is what I need. Oh, now give me my ruddy arm back. Mummy's coming, Johnny.
Perhaps those compartments in his mind aren't so watertight after all.
Gentlemen, no need to take a seat. This won't take long. All right. I'm still waiting for that work I left to be done on Tuesday.
Ah, yes, Oldroyd, have you got those keyed figures out yet?
Not yet, Mr. Morris.
Well, just see that they're on my desk in half an hour. Off you go, man. Morris, a wee word, if you please.
I don't think Oldroyd realised there was such an urgency, Mr. Campbell.
The boy's bone idle. I wouldn't mind seeing him out of here for good and all.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that, sir. I'm quite satisfied with him.
You are. Mm-hmm. Well, it's your funeral. But next time he does anything like this, he's out on his ear. And you can tell him so.
Right away, Mr. Campbell. And don't you worry.
Oh, hello, Charlie. You look busy. How are you?
All the better for seeing you, Flora. Ready for the next lesson?
Whenever you are, Professor. See you later.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes!
What is it, Charlie? Are you all right?
All right. I'm more than all right, Mary.
Oh, you did give me such a shock. It's the middle of the night. Was it a dream?
If you mean, is it going to make my dreams come true, then yes. Yes, indeed. The ultraviolet soap bonus scheme.
The what?
You wouldn't understand.
Well, not if you don't tell me, I wouldn't.
Well, it's... Mary, your husband is a genius. It's simply a way... Well, not so simply. It'll make more people buy more soap, and it'll make the soap makers spend more through the Universal Advertising Agency. So everybody wins out, and especially yours truly, Charlie Morris.
You mean us, Charlie. You, me, and the family. The new baby. You mean us, Charlie. Charlie?
Morris!
Yes, Mr. Campbell, just come in.
What does he want this time?
How the hell do I... You have been doing the work, haven't you, Oldroyd? Since we all had that chat. I've been so busy.
Flirting with the boss's daughter?
Working on my brilliant new idea. Well?
Well, maybe I've got other things on my mind. Working next to a double murderer.
You're stupid, but can't you see...
No, Morris! Close the door. What the dickens does this mean?
Excuse me,
Mr. The simplest job in the whole office, and that fool's made an unholy mess of it.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't mean
to... Well, I'm sure he did. Now, go and fetch him in right now, and we'll settle this business out of hand. The man's a liability.
If you can guess what my man Morris does next, then I probably haven't done my job sufficiently well. But here's a clue. It has absolutely nothing to do with murder. Well, not yet.
Can I just say, Mr. Campbell, that Oldroyd's a better man than you think?
I seriously doubt that, Morris.
Then let me tell you about his ultraviolet soap bonus scheme.
Well, yes, I suppose it could work.
Of course it could ruddy work. It's magnificent.
So you say.
No, not just me, you fool. Campbell fell for it straight away, so tomorrow I've got to go in and tell him you've given me permission.
I don't know about that.
But you must, you idiot, or you'll get the sack.
And I wonder what'll happen then.
What are you up to, Oldroyd?
Am I interrupting anything?
As if you could, Flora Campbell. I'll see you tomorrow, Oldroyd. Big day tomorrow, eh?
Is it?
Oh, yeah, it is. Cheerio now.
Cheerio.
He didn't look too happy, did he?
Oh, never mind him. Carries the world on his shoulders. Yes.
Now, here's a thought. Nothing like covering your options, Charlie. And mine.
But actually, do you know, Flora, I am a bit worried about him. He's been pretty low lately. But I'm sure he'll sort himself out. Now, they do a jolly good supper here. Would you care to join me?
Don't you have to get back home, Mr. Morris?
I'm my own man, Miss Campbell. I don't have to do anything I don't want to.
Oh, well, perhaps I should have said, don't you want to get home?
Not if I don't have to.
I think you could be a bad influence on me, Charlie Morris.
Given half the chance, Flora Campbell. Given half the chance.
You are a sly dog, Oldroyd. You really are.
No way. I don't know about that, sir.
Hiding your lights under a bushel. Whatever that means, eh, Morris?
Modesty is his middle name.
Now, I want you to sit here and work out every last detail of the ultraviolet soap bonus scheme. Now, I'm having lunch with my daughter, so I doubt it will be a swift one.
No rush, Mr. Campbell. Well, Oldroyd, that was the first bright thing you've done in a long while.
Want to hear the second bright thing, Morris? And a third?
Eh? What?
I want a quieter life. I don't want you on my back all the time. I want a nice desk away from you, and I want another £2 a week.
£2? You must be joking.
Oh, I don't joke, Morris.
Campbell would never give you an extra £2, maybe one at the most.
Then I wonder where the other will come from.
Are you putting the screws on me?
I'm just suggesting we come to a sensible arrangement.
Well, I don't know what's sensible about it.
Well, shall we try the unsensible one? I go to Mr. Campbell and tell him you're getting a bit too friendly with his daughter.
That's a damned lie.
But you'd like it not to be.
Get out. Now.
Have a little think.
You know where to find me, Charlie?
Yes, he does, Mr. Oldroyd. Am I giving too much away here? Or am I simply letting you in on something you've been expecting for quite a while now?
Just coming.
Good evening, Oldroyd.
How did you get in?
A young girl downstairs. Landlady's daughter, is she? Well, close the door, you'll get a draught.
She knows you're here, Morris.
Yeah. So I'd better be quick, hadn't I?
What?
Poor Mr. Oldroyd. I knew he was a bit sad, what with him living all on his own and so far from home. But I never thought he'd take his own life. And hanging is such an awful way to go. You know, those hooks on that wall just there will do nicely. Very convenient of you, Oldroyd. So if you could just get your hands out from under the noose. Be a good chap now, you're spoiling the whole effect. Shut up. Shut up. Oh, you're stronger than I gave you credit for. Now shush, people will hear. Leave, go and get those fingers off. You're slipping, you...
You bastard! I'm not gonna let you...
Blast you, Oldroyd.
Hey, help! He's getting me! Somebody please help me!
It's all right, you fool. I'm not gonna kill you after all. But now you know that I could, don't you? I'll see you in the morning, old man. Bright and early.
So what's my man thinking now? That he'll be caught? Surely not all murderers are caught. No. I imagine killing is like a drug. An opiate, perhaps. And once you're addicted...
Charlie...
Hmm?
You do want this baby, don't you? Charlie?
You've still got time, you know, Mary.
I told you before, so you can forget all about it. Anyway, we can afford it now, can't we?
Things aren't as ruddy simple.
That why you've got that little face on again?
Hey?
Come on, Charlie. Why won't you share it with me?
You want to know what I was thinking about?
Hmm.
I was thinking, Mary, now that summer's coming, maybe we should get that girl in, you know, the one from down the road, and have a whole day out together.
Oh, Charlie! Goodness! A day out without the kids? I can't believe it. Where shall we go?
I don't know. Somewhere in the country. Maybe on the river somewhere.
I didn't know you liked the river, Charlie.
And neither did Charlie. Until the words flowed out of his mouth. But even as he says them, another part of his churning mind is already congratulating himself. Does this character intrigue or repel me? Why does he fascinate me so?
You're working late tonight, Charlie Morris. Everyone's gone home.
Except you and me, Flora. What are you doing here?
Waiting for Daddy. He's out seeing a client.
Aren't you scared to be alone with me?
Should I be Charlie?
Oh, yes. I'm a very dangerous man.
I'll have to ask Mrs. Morris about that, won't I? Ooh, what's that book? It looks pretty.
Oh, yeah, it's about the Thames. Mary wants me to take her on the river. She particularly wants to go to Clifden Reach. See? That's it there.
Oh, it's ever so nice. Are you good with boats?
I'm sure I can manage, Flora.
Yes, I'm sure you can do anything you turn your hand to, Charlie.
Are you flirting with me, Miss Campbell?
No harm in an innocent flirtation, is there? After all, you are a married man.
Now, there is one thing a writer can do that even a man among men cannot. Create a chance encounter.
It's Mr. Oldroyd, isn't it?
Hmm? Oh, hello. Mrs. Morris.
That's right. I thought it was you sitting here, having a nice cup of tea before you set off home.
Yes. Sorry, may I...
Please do. Oh, dear. Your poor neck. What on earth did you do?
It's on the mend now. Your husband tried to strangle me.
Oh. You men. We ladies just go shopping.
So I can see. Bought anything nice?
Charlie gave me some money just to spend on clothes. Isn't that sweet? So I thought I'd come up and show him what I bought. Just if he walks by, you know, as he does. Now, you're probably wondering, why does a little housewife need such lovely new things? Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Oldroyd. For the river.
The river?
Charlie takes me on the river every week now. Every Sunday without fail. In a little skiff. Isn't that nice?
I suppose so. Where do you go?
Clifton Reach. We have our dinner and our tea on the water, and we stay there by the lock until it's nearly dark.
Well, that must be nice.
Oh, it is. But obviously we won't be able to go for too much longer.
Obviously.
Well, can't you tell? We're having another baby. Don't look so shocked. Oh, your face. But enough about me. How are you, Mr. Oldroyd, and how are you getting on with Mr. Campbell's boy?
Boy?
You know, his son. The one my Charlie's been training all these evenings. Haven't we been lucky with the weather all these weeks, Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah, we have.
I'm getting a bit chilly now. Are you?
A little. Can you hear another boat? Just downriver a bit.
No. No, I can't, dear. Every week you ask me that, but we never see anyone.
Yeah, must be me. I'm not used to all this peace and quiet.
Best enjoy it before the baby comes. I've so loved these Sundays with you. Shame I'm starting to get too big for the boat.
Yeah. Perhaps we should make next week the last.
What goes through your mind when you've killed twice and are planning to kill again? Is there the same excitement? Or is it just like any other job?
Oh, I do hope we get to do this again next year. What are you thinking, Charlie? Right this moment, I can see by the moonlight you've got that face on.
Thinking? Thinking.
Come on, Guy Fawkes, wherever you are. Just give us one nice big bang. Just the one.
Now mind how you go, Reddy. So I better be quick, hadn't I?
I'm thinking about you, Mary.
Oh, Charlie. What about me?
I'm thinking that you're not going to hold me back anymore.
I'm sorry, Charlie. What? Charlie, what are you doing? Why are you standing up?
Sorry, Mary. I am sorry. Really.
I don't understand. The boat will... Charlie! The boat's going over! Is this a joke? Charlie!
Sorry, old girl. The knees must... I'll make it quick. What's that?
Morris!
Huh? Who's there?
Help me!
Let her go, Morris!
Oldroyd, bloody old... Put that ruddy skull down, I'm warning you!
No, Morris. I'm not taking orders from you. Not this time.
Hang on, have you been following me?
Every week, but not anymore. Die, you beast! Oh! You murderer! Roddy, die! I'm coming in, Mrs. Morris. Hang on. It's all right, Mrs. Morris.
Come
Don't worry about him. I got you. I got you. You're safe now. It's over. It's all over.
On behalf of this court, I would like to congratulate Mr. Oldroyd on his bravery on that fateful day. Your prompt action undoubtedly saved Mrs. Morris's life.
And what of my Mr. Morris?
Thank you, Your Honour. I did everything I could. I'm just sorry I couldn't save my old friend Charlie.
It was fortuitous you were there at all. I have no doubt that this was clearly a sad case of death by misadventure.
And I, the jellyfish, float here in my familiar South London habitat, awaiting my next unsuspecting victim.
In Plain Murder by C.S. Forrester, dramatized by Paul Mendelssohn, Charles Morris was played by Brian Dick, Mary, Susie Riddell, Campbell, Crawford Logan, Oldroyd, David Seddon, Harrison, David Holt, Reddy, Christopher Webster, Flora, Cassie Layton, and Molly by Imogen Barnes. All other parts were played by members of the cast. The narrator was Greg Wise. Music was composed by Gary C. Newman. It was a BBC Scotland production, produced and directed by David Ian Neville.